Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Hi, everybody, and thanks for joining me on another weekday meditation. I trust that yesterday was powerful for you, and if you haven't listened to yesterday's meditation, I trust that you'll have an opportunity to go back and listen to it, as it's a great opportunity for us to be able to set ourselves apart from what the world is clamoring for our attention with, and really be able to stop and spend some specific, dedicated, and guided time with the Lord. So today, let me give you a couple of thoughts that might encourage you as you work toward this weekday meditation. First, out of the Psalm 119, verse 15, I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. Listen to Psalm 104:34. My meditation, may it be pleasing to you as I rejoice in the Lord. And then I love this, Psalm 119:148. My eyes stay open through the watches of the night that I may meditate on your promises. The goodness and the glory of God is what we are looking at and we're working through. Listen to me, friend. The Lord knows exactly what's going on in every situation that concerns you, especially in even those circumstances that have yet to occur. And so I want to give you just a quick thought before we get into our meditation that I really believe could help so many of us and help us all be able to get focused on those things which matter most to the Lord. And it starts with this one big idea. In order to be wise, we must always look beyond our immediate choices to the consequences that will follow. You see, when we follow God and we agree with His direction, His way, His will, and we choose to obey Him, we get to reap and receive the most amazing blessings, things like intimacy with God, our Creator. It gives us the benefit and the blessing of a productive life full of purpose and significance. It allows us to enjoy the fruit of the Spirit and even reproduce the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. It gives us the opportunity to have a lasting positive impact on the world around us, and it gives us eternal assurance and rewards. When I think about that, I think, why would I want to do anything less than that? That's a life that's worth chasing after. And if you agree with me that that is indeed a life that's worth chasing after, then I believe without any hesitation in putting a short, brief few minutes of meditation into our day every day can make a huge difference. And if you missed yesterday, a brief season of meditation feels like this. Lord, here's what I'm grateful for right now. Lord, I want to enter into a season of prayer. And that sounds a lot like we talked about yesterday, Acts. If you remember that short but powerful little acrostic, it gives us the ability to recognize that we're to come to the Lord with adoration. Lord, we're amazed at you and thank you. We come to the Lord with confession. God, would you look in my life and whatever I've screwed up, messed up in my life, would you give me some forgiveness? Lord, let me come to you with thanksgiving. I am so grateful. I'm grateful I breathe, I eat. Whatever it is you want to thank the Lord that He has provided, knowing that all good things come from above. And supplication. Talk to God openly and honestly about what's going on in your life. I believe this is powerful. So first, let's come to God and talk with Him about kingdom business, the needs and challenges of what His work is and what He has asked you to join Him in doing. I believe He wants to chat with you about that. Go ahead and ask God if there's any way that you could help somebody else or be a blessing to somebody else or bring assistance to some other person. How could you might reach somebody who's hurting and you could bring encouragement to them? Then next, pray for the needs of other people. There are folks in my life that I continually pray for, and there are some folks that I pray for a season. And then finally, bring your own needs, remembering to seek God's will about what you should do. And I found in a season of meditation that it's like walking up to a door that is closed and in the room that I'm presently in, I hear the noise and the absurdity of the world, but I turn the knob, I walk into a separate room that is peaceful, peace-filled, and quiet. And I close the door behind me because I don't want that noise in here. I want a time of solitude and quietude, which is one of the critical elements of living for Christ, I believe with all my heart. And so you close that door, and it's like you hop up into an overstuffed leather chair and your Creator have a chat. And so right now, why don't you stop for a minute and let's do what that little acrostic has to say about our life. And what if we were to just work through that little acrostic acts right in our prayer time now? Why don't you tell the Lord how wonderful He is and how grateful you are for what He's doing in your life? Go ahead. I know quietude is so difficult. Secondly, come to Him with confession. Lord, would you seek within us and find everything that is unconfessed, every sinful way, every selfish way? Would you bring it to the top of our mind? And then, Lord, would you forgive us of those things? And go ahead and dig deep down to those things that maybe nobody knows about you. It's just you and the Lord talking now. He already knows about them, but He wants you to confess them. And then offer up a time of thanksgiving. What are three things right now you're grateful for? Lord, I'm grateful for these things. And go ahead and proclaim them. As a matter of fact, I want to encourage you to get in the habit of writing them down. Grab a notebook, keep it in your vehicle, or keep it on your desk, or keep it where you eat breakfast or drink coffee or whatever that is, and keep a journal. When I started writing down each morning what I'm grateful for, each morning what scripture I had read or heard, it became a powerful tool to me to look back and see what God had done. Tell the Lord what you're grateful for. And isn't that fun? And then offer up some supplication. If you're saying, what in the world, Chuck? Just talk to the Lord about your day. Tell the Lord the things that you need Him to do in your life today. Offer to the Lord that you might be an encouragement to someone that could need you in their life. Ask the Lord to do in other people what only He can do. But have a time and just talk to the Lord. It's short, but go ahead. I found that talking out loud to the Lord is incredibly powerful in my life. We're taking baby steps already in these early weekday meditations. So now that you've had a little time to work through the acts, now I want to ask you to stop, get still, let your shoulders fall. And we're going to put our breathing in this segment today. I believe breath is just like the opening the door and changing from the world's noise to the quietude and peace of God. So sit comfortably if you need to pull over on the side of the road, or if you need to step off the treadmill, or maybe you just need to have a seat at your desk and close your door. Find a place of quietude and solitude for about 2 minutes. Take a deep breath in and hold it, letting it go. Each time you do that, let your facial muscles and let your shoulders slump and let you find a more peaceful and relaxing place. Another breath. Recognize with every breath that the Lord is bringing nutrients into your life that you might live for Him. And now take a minute and just listen for the voice of God. Go ahead. Thank you. and stop. You've had your eyes closed, go and open them. And in this time of daily meditation with this one thought, Lord, I am so grateful that you let me step into your room, crawl up into your lap, and chat with you today. And thank you for speaking to me. Friend, I believe when you ask God to reveal to you what he wants in your life, I believe he does it. But I believe most of us have to train our heart and our ears to recognize his voice, because most of us have spent so many days without wanting to hear from him or stopping to hear from him. So today, as you go, take this meditation through your day. Remember that when you started this time of prayer, you hit the green button on your phone, and you're going to leave this line open with God throughout your day. And as you end this evening, you'll finally hit that red button before you call it a day and let your head hit the pillow. God bless you, friend. Thanks for joining me on Weekday Meditations, Day 2. Bye now.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the Weekday Meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.